Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio, and I am pleased to have in the studio Charlie Hillman, who is an area resident, and also we're going to tell her story here. She is a local published author, and she is in during Mental Health Awareness Month here in the month of May, and we'll hear why that is important to mention and her story as well. Well, good morning, Charlie. How you doing?
Good morning, Phil. Thank you so much.
You have how many books published now?
I have nine, and I'm planning on publishing the 10th one, which will be called Open Book, next month.
Okay. And your story, as you write, is this good therapy for you?
Absolutely. It's probably the most healing thing that I do, aside from just seeing a therapist and being with my pets and stuff. It's just processing everything.
You mentioned your pets. In fact, the latest that I have is called Destroy the Beast, and you have a picture of one of your pets right on the cover, don't you?
That's a double meaning. Destroy the Beast is an expression who the book is dedicated to that my friend Jesse came up with, where it is, like I said, that processing of those feelings and getting it out, and so you can get it behind you and move on. And as far as my dog Robbie being a beast, it's.
Let me read what it says on the back, because I think this is very fitting leading into our interview here today. Destroy the Beast means to process feelings, mostly the painful one, through the art of writing. Charlie shares stories about her mental illness, but also about her milestones. Writing has given her the ability to put the negative things behind her and focus on being grateful. It proves to be the most healing thing she does, and it comes from her heart. I think that's well said. Sums it up, doesn't it?
That's incredible to hear. Thank you. When it comes to publishing, I write my own bios and everything that shows up on the Amazon page and the back of the book, and that's also challenging in a fun way to come up with that description. And write about yourself in the third person seems really weird, but how to describe the book and make it sound interesting.
You've had lots of paths through your life, and it goes back to being in school, being an elementary student in the 1980s. I think I remember reading something about the Challenger explosion. Were you in school at that time?
Oh, right. That I think I was in fifth grade.
Okay.
And if you're a Gen Xer like me, you probably remember that as being the first major news story that you lived through.
Mm-hmm. That was back in, you mentioned elementary days, but it must have stuck with you because it's something that you wound up writing about later in life then, too.
Yeah. As far as the Challenger goes, I remember my fifth grade school teacher, she was going to, Christina McAuliffe, the teacher on board, we were going to, watch her teachings from space. And, the teacher comes in, tells us the news, and school was out for the rest of the day,
You weren't watching that day when it happened.
Oh,
then.
We were in class. We saw the footage later when it was on the news.
When did you first start having some issues that you look back on now to think that, maybe that's kind of when things were turning for me a little bit?
I experienced a major depressive phase in high school. It started with an attempt to take my own life at 13, and I had a horrible eating disorder that lasted until the day I got emancipated. And it wasn't until I was 21 years old that I had my first manic episode, and I ended up on the streets in New York City, out of my mind, with no resources. And I was diagnosed in a hospital in New York where it was a matter of, you have manic depression, as it was called at the time, and you're free to go,
put you back on the streets.
Right, right. Wearing hospital pants, essentially. And I was able to have my wits about me enough that I could reach out for help as far as getting a bus ticket home, you know.
A long way from home in New York City, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those things when you have an episode, when you have this mania, you can get really elevated in a sense where you're very grandiose and you're very aspiring, like all these fantasies and dreams. And yeah, I just went out to New York. I thought I was going to, what, get rich and famous, meet Madonna? I don't know. Just
yeah. And the other thing that baffles me from your conversation is thinking about taking your own life at 13.
You know, and I've heard stories of people even younger. Unfortunately, yeah. Yesterday being Mother's Day, it was the first time in my 48 trips around the sun where it wasn't triggering for me because my mom, she wasn't exactly a mom you'd like to celebrate on Mother's Day. It was a very abusive relationship.
Man, I think that's unfortunate because things are cyclical, aren't they? It seems like, unfortunately, it goes from generation to generation sometimes, doesn't it?
And that's exactly what I have been realizing more and more, especially in the 3 years that I haven't been in contact with her, and I'm healing more and more from that trauma. It's generational trauma, and it gets passed down, you know? I hope that I've broken that cycle. You know, it was my decision throughout my life to not have children of my own, and it's changed over the years. But ultimately, I think what factored into that more than anything was I didn't want to do to a child what my mother did to me, and that's hurt them and harmed them. You know, and someone pointed it out to me that might just be one more thing she took away from you. You know, and but at this point, I'm just like, I got my dogs. I got my I'm a proud rat terrier mom. I got my family, my two best friends.
You're just such a survivor. You just impressed me so much by that, because you've had many chances, you've come upon many things where life could have been different for you. You might not be sitting here today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as far as anyone that has struggled with those feelings, you know, the suicidal feelings, what I learned since, you know, becoming an adult is that there's always good things in life. It's, you know, maybe you're having a bad day. It's not a bad life. And if that had happened at that age, I would have missed out on a lifetime of wonderful things and just wonderful experiences. And
if you could talk to your 13-year-old self now, you know, if you could go through the hot tub time machine or the time tunnel or whatever it is, Charlie, what would you say to yourself?
I know exactly what I would say. I'd be like, call your dad. You know, my mom and dad, they split up when I was around 4 years old. And I've seen my dad twice since. When I was 8 and when I was 12. And just, you know, Facebook is really excellent for some things. About 4 or 5 years ago, we got reunited over social media, and I'm going to see him for the first time in 36 years next month in
wow.
Maryland. He lives in Maryland. I was actually born in Baltimore.
Good for you. So that's going to be a real emotional time, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just talked to him yesterday. I called my dad on Mother's Day.
Wow. So have you thought about what you're going to say to him when you see him in person?
Well, I don't know. He's just, you know, he's just a total sweet person, you know, and I, you know, as much as I think, oh, things would be awkward, is, you know, I just think that he's just a naturally just wonderful and supportive, you know, presence in my life. And he tells me things all the time, like, you know, like he believes in my dreams and he's, you know, keep up the good work. And those aren't things I ever heard from my mother, unfortunately, you know.
Your book says you write them, Charlie. Have you gotten feedback from somebody that says they can relate or that they've helped you? Your books have helped them or anything?
That makes me so happy that you asked me that, because that is the thing I hear more than anything, is how relatable it is. And I think why people find it relatable is because of the vulnerability. Like, just yesterday I was talking to Sarah. You know Sarah, she calls you up on Saturday nights. She was telling me that my writing is raw, unfiltered honesty. And I think that vulnerability inspires vulnerability in other people. And I know it's cliche, but it's true, that whole you are not alone, you know. And when you kind of, you know, just pour your heart into something. And sometimes even when I'm, you know, looking back on my writing, I even have an emotional response to it, because I did really put a lot into it. But I love hearing it when people say that it's relatable.
You don't hold anything back. I mean, it's raw. You're putting it out there, aren't you?
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what's ultimately going to be the key to my success. I mean, I don't mean just like lucratively, you know, because that's not why I do it. I mean, that'd be nice, you know, that'd be a bonus. But I think the success that I'm having is because I have that, you know, that courage. You know, and just like in the foreword of the book that was written by, and Destroy the Beast, that was written by Jesse, she said, you know, I've taken the power out of my secrets. I have nothing to hide, you know, and when you have nothing to hide and nothing to lose, there's a lot of freedom in that. And there's also, it's really empowering.
Have you had a chance to talk with others? I don't mean like kind of in a counseling way, but kind of, you know, along your way, have you been able to help some other people just by telling them about your story?
Well, I just wanted to mention something really quickly and Positively Real. And I think the most remarkable thing about Positively Real is a kind of a journey of, a, you know, whatever it was, 6 months of my life, where just days after breaking it off with a scammer, you know, I was involved in a scam, I started a peer support specialist training, and I struggled through it. My confidence had been completely destroyed by going through this scam. And somehow I managed to get through I think it was a 5-week training, and ended up becoming certified. You know, I took a state exam and got certified as a peer specialist. And that's, you know, something that I've only been able to do somewhat voluntarily. You know, I've had, you know, little people, or a little bit here and there, people give me, you know, a compensation for my support. But I think people really do take that certification seriously when they reach out to me. And it's an honor that I've established this trust with people, that, you know, they can tell me what's bothering them.
I would say. Let's talk about that scam a little bit, because we talk about that kind of thing often on this program. But those scammers, they feed on the vulnerable, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you hear so much about the grandparent scam, you know, and I was widows or widowers, you know, they go after a lot in the romance scam. And I was, you know, I mean, I can laugh at it now that I was involved in a romance scam with a celebrity impersonator, but I was very vulnerable at the time, because I was ill. I was manic. I was already in that fantasy land, you know. And just when I finally came around to the realization that I was involved in this crime, and don't feel stupid because you were involved in a crime if it happened to you, you know, it's, and when I got over the shame, the shame was horrible. I thought everybody would judge me. Nobody did. And when I went to the local police here, and I tried to like explain, oh, you know, this wouldn't have happened if I hadn't have been sick, you know, but that kind of, you know, not takes away from the people who it happens to, that you know, don't have that explanation. You don't have to be mentally ill or an idiot or anything. It happens. You know, you have an open heart, usually is what happens, you know.
Well, it's amazing how they do it, though. I mean, it was so real to you with pictures and everything.
Oh, yeah, totally. And yeah, and then you hear all the things, too, with, like, AI and stuff, you know, that's really popular now. And, yeah, I guess, you know, and the thing I tried to, you know, focus on a lot when I was writing the memoir about the scam, the most confusing thing for me was that in my head it was screaming, you know, this is wrong, this guy's a fraud, but my heart wanted to believe it. My heart was so hopeful, and I kept following my heart. Every time I would go to the stores and buy those gift cards, it was a gift card scam. And my case manager at the time put it best that, you know, once your emotions come into play, your brain gets hijacked.
Yeah, unbelievable that happens. But you can turn again around and spin it as a positive, Charlie, because maybe somebody else is not going to fall victim to that kind of stuff.
Right, and I've read other memoirs by women that it's happened to. And that seems to be the resounding message in all these women who have written these books, is, you know, don't ignore the red flags. Don't let this happen to you. And these are, like, the methods they use. I mean, these scammers have proven methods. They know how to connect with women. You know, these guys are pros, you know. And, you know, it's, and just like on the back of the, when I wrote the description for the back of the, you know, my love affairs with Aaron Rodgers and Roman Reigns, it just says, Charlie Hillman wants you to know her extraordinary story of how most anyone can be outsmarted by predators on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was too smart, you know.
But you mentioned your heart. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. That's where you stumbled a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you've published, you said, 9 books. So
yeah.
you've been doing this for a little bit of time, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess I started writing when I was 12, you know, just mostly like journaling and writing, you know, funny stories for my middle school friends. And
like a diary in some ways then?
Yeah, yeah. And I have a goal someday of publishing just completely edited just my teenage diaries, you know, because I think that would give people a lot of insight into eating disorders and just you know, maternal abuse and stuff, you know. And so yeah, 9 books, and you know, I write almost every day, and it's the most helpful thing I do. It's helping me just get through life, you know.
Every day at a time, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes, one step at a time, and, you know, every day is different, isn't it?
So. Yeah, and you know, every day has, just like you were saying, just every day has its own challenges, and you got to find the balance. You know, that's what I try more than anything, is to find some sort of balance between being overwhelmed and finding that downtime to relax and just sit on the couch with a dog in my lap and type up a blog on my phone, you know?
There's so many more resources available now, Charlie, that weren't available when you were just a youngster as well. And you talk about eating disorders and things like that, how that could have helped had you had maybe the resources that we do now.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as, like, you know, mental illness goes, you know, it takes a lot of trial and error and patience and perseverance, and sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes it takes a lot of hard work to, you know, find the people in your life that you can trust as far as your doctors or your therapists or your case managers and the medications that are effective, that work best for you. But it also takes a huge support system, and that's something not everybody has. You know, I've got my family, I've got my friends, you know, and that's why I wanted to go into peer specialist work, is because I've met so many people in my journeys with hospitalizations and group homes and stuff like that, that had absolutely no one, you know. And that's the hardest part about mental illness is, you know, people walk out of your life.
Unfortunately, when you're down and trying to get back up, there are a lot of times the people that you're surrounded with aren't always the best influences, are they?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel that way, that people can, you know, they don't have time for that sort of thing in their life, or they just honestly don't care. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way, that when you are really struggling with those lows, that generally I don't really do a whole lot of reaching out to people because I feel like I'm a burden. I don't want to burden anyone. Like, who wants to, oh, I'm depressed again. That just happened last week. Who wants to hear this again? So I keep it to myself and I just push through, you know.
Do you consult with, you know, area professionals and, you know, help that way?
Yeah, I have, and I, you know, you'll probably hear me say this again because I can't say it enough how fortunate I am that I have an excellent therapist. I see Tony 2 days a week. Usually we walk together on the bike path with my dog. And I mean, I know people who have therapists, they see them once a month over Zoom. You know, I got the best therapist ever. I got an excellent psychiatrist who I've been seeing for 4 years. And I trust him, and we've established a really good relationship. I mean, I feel like he actually cares about me. You know, that hasn't always been the case with doctors and stuff like that. And I know a lot of people don't have that sort of trust, or and they have that kind of fear of seeing a doctor or seeing a therapist. But as far as what I've learned in my experience, you know, seeing a psychiatrist works and seeing a therapist works if you're willing to do your part, which is being honest with them and being open and forthright with them, you know, and then you create that bond and that trust, and then you can you know, get healthy.
It's not always easy to peel back that onion, though, is it? Because you're going to dredge up some things maybe that you don't really want to think about.
That's well said, because I know there's people who they realize they need some help, but yeah, they're scared of what it's going to bring up. Things they don't want to process, things they don't want to deal with.
When things started to turn the corner for you, though, when you started to kind of get those things out in the open and kind of, you know, get over that as much as you could?
Yeah, you know, and I think I'd like to think I've always been a pretty, you know, honest person as far as not just being honest with other people, but also just being honest with myself. Like, I think, you know, people have told me a lot that I'm very self-aware, and that comes from a lot of self-examination and like examining like why I am the way I am and my motives for why I do certain things. And just really, yeah, sometimes it's not fun. It's not fun. And that's, I think, why a lot of people don't do it. You know, it's scary, you know.
We've had a family member that has had similar issues to you through the years, and a lot of times substance abuse really comes into play a lot, where it's really, you know, they turn to other things, kind of self-medication, and that makes it even harder, doesn't it?
There's a lot of co-occurrence with mental illness and substance abuse, and if you are dealing with mental health issues, you know, I'm guilty of it myself, and I speak about it openly, that I have my addictions and vices and my unhealthy coping skills. You know, I have a lot of healthy ones too, you know, but I try to, you know, the things I do, like as far as like having a beer or even like, you know, I don't want to admit this, but I smoke cigarettes, you know, just turning to those sort of things. I try to do it in moderation. And just be aware of it. And sometimes it just takes more than you got in you to be able to do away with those things and replace them with better things. And just, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. Like, you know, if you have somebody in your life struggling with an addiction, and, you know, it will happen when it happens, but they have to come to that realization.
Mm-hmm. And it's easier said than done. It's easier for somebody, a family member or whatever, to say, well, just give up those cigarettes or just give up the alcohol or whatever. It's not an easy thing to do, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I remember, you know, being in the training. I've actually taken the training a couple of times, but just a year and a half ago going through the peer support specialist training is, you know, it's just being a peer specialist is that safe space for someone where you're not going to preach abstinence. You're not going to tell them to this or that, you know, you kind of walk alongside them and allow them some grace, allow yourself some grace, you know, and just, you know, some people just, sorry.
It's hard for me, you know, like for somebody like me to counsel somebody or give them advice because I have no idea what they're going through or whatever. And until you, the old line, until you walked a mile in somebody's shoes.
Right. Just judgment-free zone.
Right.
You know, just safe space, judgment-free zone. And that's exactly what it is, you know, just, you know, just be a little more, you know, understanding.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Charlie Hillman is our guest on The Morning Show today. We're talking about her story during Mental Health Awareness Month. And when we come back, Charlie, maybe we'll get you to read a little bit.
Okay.
By request. Okay? When The Morning Show continues.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs, wherever you are, signs are their design. Some notes on today coming up here. Weather-wise, mostly sunny and a high of 80 later. 55 for tonight's low. It's 50 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was back in Wisconsin on Thursday. It was Harris's fourth trip to Wisconsin so far this year. And during a half-hour discussion with comedian D.L. Hughley before an audience in Milwaukee, Harris touted Biden administration efforts to help people of color deal with debt, particularly student loans and medical bills. The White House billed Harris's Milwaukee stop as part of her economic opportunity tour. It's also part of an outreach to black voters amid polls showing slipping support for Biden compared to levels in 2020 when he beat Donald Trump in Wisconsin. A spokesman for the Republican National Committee called Harris's appearance a dog and pony show and said Biden's economic policies are hurting Wisconsin families. Wisconsin Republicans are meeting for their state party convention this weekend in Appleton. Party Chair Brian Schimming says Wisconsin will once again be the focus of the national attention. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Schimming said it's not hyperbole to say that Wisconsin might decide everything. With the presidential race, that's within a couple of points. Schimming says Republicans here are united behind former President Donald Trump, who this week agreed to debates with President Joe Biden. Trump lost to Biden in Wisconsin by some 20,000 votes in 2020. UW La Crosse will be getting more funding for science programs. The university announced on Thursday that the science department is getting $2.8 million in endowment funding to help pay for new science education fellowships. That donation will fund a new position in the science faculty and permanently establish positions for the campus's water science major. The announcement comes at a time when many UW campuses are facing staffing cuts and budget shortfalls. No injuries were reported in a structure fire in Avoca on Wednesday morning around 9. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the fire on South 4th Street. Avoca Fire, Avoca EMS, and the Avoca Police Department, along with Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, Muscadet Fire, Highland Fire, and Highland EMS, all assisted at the scene. Authorities also responded to a fire Wednesday night in Iowa County around 9. The Communications Center received a report of a fire at a business on Highway 23 just north of Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Police Department, Dodgeville and Middle Point Fire Departments, and Dodgeville EMS all assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported. It's Morel Mushroom Weekend in the village of Muscadet. The festival is an important fundraiser for the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The Muscadet American Legion will be selling Morel mushrooms Saturday beginning at 9 at the Mushroom Headquarters located at the Cradwell Building. 400 pounds of mushrooms will be fried up and sold for $15 a serving. Also for sale at that time on Saturday morning in Muscadet, a limited amount of fresh morels that you take and cook will be available at an estimated cost of $50 to $70 per pound. The Morel Mushroom Festival will officially kick off tonight at 5 with a third annual car cruise-in. Eric Johnson is the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival chair.
This will be the third annual. We're in the Riverdale bus barn parking lot and start at 5 o'clock. It's, I guess, the one distinguishing factor, caveat, is that it's not a car show, it's a cruise-in. So it's just for automotive enthusiasts, drive in, talk, look at other people's vehicles, talk about your vehicle. Obviously, foot traffic, anybody that wants to see some cool cars, come on in and check it out.
Following that will be an antique tractor pull tonight. Many activities throughout the weekend in Muscadet during Morel Mushroom Festival, which the bulk of the activities are Saturday, but they will get underway with some official things going on tonight as well. The Richland Center Parks and Recreation and the Richland Center Primary School will host Stewardship Day from 2:30 until 4 tomorrow. The day is being held to honor Arbor Day and Earth Day to clean the community parks and plant trees. Park cleanup will be held from 2:30 until 3 at the Old Mill Pond Park, Kroska Park, and Westside Park. Maps, gloves, and trash bags will be provided. A tree planting will be held at Old Mill Pond Park at 3 o'clock. A Tree USA proclamation will be presented by Mayor Todd Coppernall at 3:30. Families are also invited to check out the Story Walk at Kroska Park. They'll be featuring Be a Tree by Maria Gianferrari. A warmer winter sparks allergy season sooner. Arriving a month early in March and hitting peak quicker, experts say try rinsing out your nose with saline solution. As your nose can play a role into other symptoms for allergies, such as difficulty swallowing, chest congestion, and more, doctors also suggest nasal sprays for a short period of time. Members of the Riverdale FFA hosted their third annual Food for America on Wednesday, this year teaming up with the Highland FFA. Riverdale fourth graders and Highland fourth and fifth graders visited the Riverdale School Farm and Stormdale Farms in Muscadet. 41 FFA members hosted educational sessions on tree planting, wildlife management, gardening, rabbits, chickens, dog training, tractor and equipment safety, horses, dairy cattle, beef cattle, sheep, goats, and making whipped cream as well. And a Wisconsin emergency room doctor is a recent four-time winner on Jeopardy and headed to the game show's Tournament of Champions. Dr. Amy Hummel's episodes were taped in March and aired in late April and early May. She won $101,000.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Our high temperature will reach 80 degrees today with sunshine and summer-like conditions. The winds from the south between 5 and 10 miles per hour expected. Mostly clear and pleasant tonight, a low of 55. Should be some nice weather for the many activities going on tonight, including the Richland Chamber of Commerce Wine Walk that will be held this evening in Richland Center. And Saturday, a high of 84, a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms toward evening on Saturday. Sunday, 80 with showers and thunderstorms likely later at night. Currently, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low with some fog. It is 50 degrees. Once again, a reminder, the Simons Pool is closed for a time this morning because of mechanical issues. So the pool will not be open. We'll let you know when it is at Simons Recreation Complex later today.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, plenty of high school sports from last night, and the Brewers prepare for a long road trip this weekend. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on active wear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to active wear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
Last night, it was a heartbreaking loss for the Richland Center softball team as they opened the WIAA tournament with a 3-2, nine-inning defeat at the hands of Westby. It was a nice pitching effort for Chloe Darling. They came close to the win yesterday. Kaylee Nee was 1-for-2 with two walks for the Hornets. Also, Abigail Williams had a hit. Richland Center fell 3-2, and they see their season end. Westby moves on to play Prairie du Chien on Tuesday. The Viroqua-Darlington matchup, that was canceled last night and will be played tonight. The winner of that game will play River Valley on Tuesday. Other games and wins yesterday in softball, Argyle Blackhawk got by Belleville, 9-1 the final, and DeSita, 16-4, getting their victory and moving on over Montello. Pecatonica beat Southwestern, 5-1, and River Ridge over Benton-Scholesburg, 8-0. Alma Center-Lincoln beat New Lisbon, 20-14. Many of the games will be played on Tuesday night in the tournament's second round. Also in soccer last night, Richland Center lost to Wisconsin Heights. That final was 6-0. Reedsburg, 5-0 over Moss. Austin. In baseball, Ithaca scored a 17-3 win over Weston in a game heard on WRCO last night. The Bulldogs broke away from a 4-2 lead with a 5-run fourth inning, led by a 2-run home run from Micah Salisbury. He was 3-for-4 with 6 RBIs. Sammy Clary had 2 RBIs and scored 4 times. Logan Anderson 3-for-3 with 2 scored and a walk. Devin Iam was the winning pitcher, and Wes Nelson came on to record a strikeout on the game's final out. Weston's Hunter Coy suffered the loss with relief work from Gavin Cast. The Silver Eagles were playing their third conference game in as many days. Isaac Jennings was 3-for-3. Logan Bingham had an RBI and walked twice. Colton Newman and Gavin Cast also had hits. Garrett Granger was 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Following the win, Ithaca now 18-1 overall. The Ridge and Valley champions 13-0 in the league. They will host River Valley on Saturday morning with a JV game to start at 10 and varsity to follow. Weston 11-8 overall. They'll host Onalaska Luther on Monday at 5. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Seneca over Wazika Steuben, 11-1, and Kickapoo beat Hillsboro 10-8. Riverdale fell to Iowa Grant by the score of 4-2. Carson Kenyon was 2-for-4 in the game. The Chieftains host Cuba City tonight. It will be youth night and senior night. Game time is set for 4:30. Viroqua over Westby in baseball, 6-2. Belmont 6, River Ridge 1, Mauston 15-5 over Adams Friendship, and Baraboo beat Stoughton by a final of 4-2. We'll have action on the radio tonight. It is a primetime game. Richland Center baseball team will host Dodgeville at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll have it for you on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Elsewhere, it will be Kickapoo playing baseball today against North Crawford at home, while the Kickapoo softball team is slated to play Viroqua. Some other action tonight, River Valley will be in action with baseball. Prairie du Chien comes to play the Blackhawks in both varsity and JV. The varsity game starts at 4 this afternoon at River Valley High School. Well, it was a slow start so far for Jackson Cherio, but it may be misleading. He's hitting just .219 with an on-base percentage of .615, but he's also putting up some historic numbers at the same time. The Brewers outfielder is just the fourth major league player at the age of 20 or younger to hit 5 home runs and steal 5 bases in his first 39 games. The three whose performances he has matched are Fernando Tatis Jr., Carlos Correa, and Ken Griffey Jr. Also making progress, Joey Ortiz. Manager Pat Murphy says that he is stepping forward.
And that's big, you know, like early in his career. I don't know how many games he played in the big leagues so far, but not many. He's handling the defensive situations. His awareness on defense is tremendous. And then the throw.
Charlie Hillman is our guest on WRCO's morning show today. She is a local author and has quite the story to tell. The latest book is called Destroy the Beast, and Charlie's agreed to read a little bit of it, a chapter for us. If you would, Charlie, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, whenever I read this one, I tend to get a little choked up just because it kind of is some things I feel really importantly about. It's called Winning. One of my greatest hobbies is sending mail to family, friends, and service members. In the past, a lot of that mail was care packages, especially to friends who I met in the psychiatric hospitals. Care packages are no longer in my budget, but I can still afford the cost of a postage stamp. I make a point of sending cards for holidays and special occasions. Some people get a little something weekly, like my dad. I wrote him a card today and included a little piece of Wisconsin. My good friend Gretchen had picked some wildflowers and pressed them in a magazine. I put those dried flowers in the card that is being sent to my father in Maryland. Since I was really thinking about my dad today, I thought it would be good to reach out to him through a text also. I said that I wanted to say hi and find out how he was doing. I told him that I have been having ups and downs, but it's giving me a lot to write about. He said that he's taking it easy this weekend and to keep up the good work. I appreciated that much, so much, and those are words that have never been uttered by my mother. Another thing I've been doing a lot of lately is reaching out to friends, mostly the ones who have challenges with mental illnesses like I do. Some are bipolar like me. Some are schizophrenic like I supposedly am. Others have suffered from childhood abuse and have a lot of shames and feelings of suicide, also like me. One friend in particular reached out to the Facebook universe this morning and needed some kind words and also asked if anyone else struggled with not always loving themselves. I did my best to offer encouragement to them. What I said was something my awesome therapist Tony once told me, and that is, sometimes when we are climbing a mountain, we lose our footing and have to take a step back in order to regain control. I also told them they are a wonderful advocate for themselves and others and one of the most generous and intelligent people I know. I used another metaphor when I said that they are running a marathon and they must be exhausted, that they can take a break and allow themselves to take baby steps to the finish line. The real winner of any race is the person who comes in last and helps everyone else cross the finish line. I know that my dear friend is winning. As far as feeling like they didn't love themselves goes in their question, I responded that I experienced that a lot too. What helps me are moments of happiness and finding things to laugh out loud about. Things like my always supportive father telling me to stay perky. Loving yourself is definitely winning, and it isn't easy. However, my dad always makes me see my worth. As far as I go, I am pretty good. I am fat, but relatively happy. An old friend of mine told me today that sometimes the fat life is the happy life. Something else they told me is that sometimes we grieve the living. Sometimes when people are so toxic, like my mother, we must end the relationship. She is dead to me. This has happened with several people in my life who have chosen not to associate with me anymore because of my bipolar mania, some of them family. I usually try to be the bigger person, extend support to those who didn't extend it to me, but that could be a matter of getting in over my head when there are so many others to reach out to who won't be detrimental to my well-being. The important thing is that when someone is having a hard time, especially with things like depression, that we don't treat them like a burden or a downer. At some point or another, we have all been there. Nothing hurts more than having people turn their backs on you. As far as my turning my back on my mother goes, it was mutual. The writing has been going well. Well, it's been prolific, but not exactly profitable. My self-publisher, Kindle Direct Publishing, deposited exactly 1 cent into my new bank account to verify the information I gave them. Another deposit of about $20 will show up later this month. Maybe it seems ridiculous that I continue to do this work and I'm planning on publishing my 9th book in the spring, but I really have yet to make any money off of it. I do it for myself. It proves to be the most therapeutic thing I do. The reason why I feel like I am winning, I have said it before, and I will say it again. I pet dogs and I write blogs. My fur babies keep me going, and so do my readers. The most grateful thing I can do is cross the finish line last. Thank you.
Wow, that's good stuff. Charlie, thanks for sharing that. That kind of, you know, as you read that today, that kind of sums up your whole thing, your whole journey, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything as far as the kind of things I write about, you know. I try not to let my mental illness define me. Sometimes it's hard, you know. It's something I think about every day. Of course, I live with it. It's my life, but that's not the only thing about me. I have lots of other interests. I don't just write about mental health and mental illness. You know, my favorite stories, the ones I look back on when I'm reading these, are just my journal entries in a sense, where it's just, you know, the thing, like running errands. Like, I mean, I think the people who live in Richland Center would really appreciate it because, oh, going to Wally World, you know, going to like the library or to Chet's or whatever, all these places you're going to recognize. But I'd like to think I put some sort of a positive and humorous spin, you know, and my busy days, you know, when I have lots of appointments and errands, but then there's plenty of days where I have that downtime, and those are the days where I can just kind of, especially Saturday nights. I mean, you're a huge part of my life in this. I mean, you're my hero. Just Saturday nights are my celebration, you know, just listening to your show.
Thank you.
You know, that's my favorite day of the week.
Well, music can be kind of therapeutic, can it?
Oh, you know, and just, there's all kinds of therapeutic things to do, you know, as far as, you know, I know some people, they just like doing paint by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their therapy, you know, or doing the crossword puzzle. You know, I encourage people to journal or to write, but that doesn't work for everyone, you know.
You mentioned briefly, Charlie, your self-publisher in there. Can you talk about that process if somebody's out there and maybe wants to follow you and put a book out there?
My publisher, and boy, did I luck out, because self-publishing can be a very expensive thing. And as far as getting published with a regular publisher, that can be a lot of like hard work. I mean, you usually have to submit, and they don't take unsolicited things, and you have to submit 100 times before anyone bites on what you're sending them. So I found, just by Google, I mean, Google's really good for some things. I said, what are the best self-publishers out there? And Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing popped up in the Google search, and I'd heard about that before, and it's totally free. And I'm so happy with my books. I think they look great. You know, maybe they scream print on demand, but you know, I'm, you know, and there's so much fun, just how creative you can be when you're publishing a book, as far as coming up with your title and your cover art. You know, most of the photos for the covers I've taken myself. And Tony, who I mentioned, my therapist, he's taken the cover for a few of my books. And just like, for instance, the cover of Good Enough, that was taken by Tony when we were walking on the bike path by Twin Bluffs Road on one of the bridges out there.
Yeah, I recognize that bridge too.
Yeah, that's one of the spots we usually walk to on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Take a 2 mile walk, and he got the perfect cover shot. He got exactly what I wanted for the cover of that book, and we always joke that. He says something about like, oh, don't forget me when you're a rich and famous author. And I said, well, Tony, once I'm a rich and famous author, people are going to be coming after you to be their photographer.
Yeah, exactly. You have a hardcover there as well. How did that come about?
I just thought, how cool would it be to have a hardcover book? I did this mostly for myself, just to have, so I could have a hardcover book. Believe it or not, I've actually sold a few, but this one's called Thus Far.
Good luck to you, and we'll have you back when you put out book number 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Charlie Hillman joining us on today's morning show.
Tom Mueller is our guest here on a Friday from WRCO Radio, talking about all the good things at Mueller Implement. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, doing fine, Phil. What a beautiful day, and things are going well, and of course, grass is growing, so everybody's mowing. That's really the story that we want to talk about. But right now at Mueller Itma, we have some fantastic deals going on. There's now some rebates on our ZTXs, XLs, and our stealth units that are special, so you need to stop in and see that. We also have rebates on many of our commercial units, and along with rebates on different models, whether it's commercial or non-commercial. So stop in. We have some really great programs on Aaron's. Aaron's, of course, is the company that owns Gravely, but they have extra $350 off their units right now. So it's really well worth your time to stop in. But the key is, of course, we talk about a great mow. So we recommend a 4-inch mow. Some people like 3.5. Either way, you're going to have a beautiful lawn. But at 4 inches, we have the airflow that allows you to pick up the grass and cut it perfectly and move right along. The product line that we sell, all of them, basically are designed to last 30 years and longer. We just want you to invest your money wisely. Come on out and see us and get a feel for things. So our entry-level world in the zero turns, we offer a 54-inch unit that's $34.99 with a $300 rebate right now. And that has zero down at 0% for 24 months. So you can really afford a zero turn. A lot of people don't think they can. For the most part, zero turns can be as low as tractors, so as far as price. So keep this in mind. We also have Husky tractors and lots of deals going there, $200 to $300 rebates on the tractors. And our entire line, whether it's electric or gas-fired handheld Husky, ranges from a certain dollar amount all the way up to 15% off on some of the commercial rigs. So great deals for the people looking for a savings just in time, because basically you need to use them, need to get to work. But at Mueller Itma, we handle such a large variety of different items. You know, Phil, you and I'd have to talk for a couple days just telling everybody.
Oh, yeah, and we could do it, too, a filibuster. Right?
A filibuster, yes, that sounds like a great idea. You're the guy that invented that, I bet.
I think it did. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to mention your zero turns, though. I was thinking about the old song the other day, Give Me 40 Acres and I'll Turn This Rig Around. That was kind of my old mower. With a zero turn, you don't need 40 acres, do you?
No, you don't. The beauty part about a zero turn, a lot of people don't know this, but the speed forward is half the speed in reverse. So when you push one stick forward, that's going, in an example, 8 miles an hour, and you pull the other stick backwards, it's going 4 miles an hour. And literally it takes you from point A to point B. You're actually exactly the right length away for the next stripe. So, and that's key there. So the big thing about a zero turn, it's fast, it's fun. You get around a tree and you keep going. The story about a zero turn is it's a high quality cut. And because that's the issue that you really should be looking at, we offer that. We also offer upgraded seats so that if you have a bad back and want to deal with that, we can do all that for you. But, Phil, we're here in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, so you need to get here. So we're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, they're still in business. In fact, they remodeled, so that tells me they're going to be there another year or two. Don't be afraid to go to www.mueller-rental.com. That's our internet site. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side and simply punch in Mueller, and you'll see all of our ewes, which we have a lot of it, and all of our specials, Phil. We have a lot of specials going on. We're open from 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. And the key here is if you get a chance, stop and see us, get a feel for things. We always have a ride and drive going on, Phil, so that's very important. And I'm smart enough to tell you that you can just simply call me, 935-2751. We can talk things through. But the best thing to do is just literally stop in, get a feel for things, and understand why we're the largest mower dealer in southern Wisconsin.
Always good to talk to you, Tom. Have a great weekend.
I will. Why did they call it filibuster? Your last name's not Buster.
No, it's not. No, P-H-I-L, Buster. I just because I can talk, I guess. That's the only thing I can do well.
Well, and you do a good job of that. So.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You bet. Someday you should look into a profession that would recognize you.
Yeah, right. No. Maybe Walmart would take me.